Patient name, Muhammad. Last name, Younous, spelled Younous. Date of birth, 8/14/60. Date of service, 1/19/23. This is a 62-year-old male patient here. Following up as on a motor vehicle accident, he sustained injuries. The accident took place on December 27th. He subsequently suffers from neck pain, left shoulder pain, and also some right elbow pain. It's been 2 weeks since I've last seen him. He tells me the pain continues. It is minimally better, but yet it is better, which is a good progress in the last 2 weeks. He is not taking any new medications. He continues on the same medications as prior visits. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 145 over 85. He's going to see his primary care physician for management of blood pressure. Pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 98.0, oxygenation 98%. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, metformin 750. Medical history, diabetes, surgical history to the abdomen. Social history, non-contributory, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He interacts well with me. He is able to arise from a seated position at first attempt. He is able to get onto the exam table without any issues, period, new paragraph. I have gone through some range of motion exercises with him today. He is able to raise that left arm over his head. He does tell me that it does bring him some discomfort when he does that. However, there is no grimacing. There is no acute pain, period, new paragraph. Examination, H-E-E-N-T, is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses. There is, as I palpate the anterior, as well as the posterior portions of his neck, there is no cervical lymphadenopathy that I have detected. There is no point tenderness along the cervical spine. He does have somewhat of a tightened muscle on that left trapezius muscle extending from the cervical spinal area down to his the left shoulder deltoid muscle. Period. New paragraph. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of the exam is largely unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Extremities, there is no lower extremity edema. He has +5 muscle strength in all extremities. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. He continues with left shoulder pain and neck pain. We'll order an MRI of the cervical spine as well as the left shoulder area. In particular, it appears as though at the acromion and the acromioclavicular joint there is some tenderness there, hence we are getting the MRI. There also is a possibility at the glenoid cavity that there is some disruption there as he raises his arm over his head on the left side, period, new paragraph. The MRI will examine all of these features, period, new paragraph. No pain at the clavicle, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, neck pain, left shoulder pain, MRIs as above. No new medications will be given today, period, new paragraph. This patient will also be a candidate for physical therapy. He will start twice weekly for a period of 4 weeks. Plan of care reviewed with that patient. He will return to our clinic in 1 month.